Tracy?
Who is this?
Kicking it old school.
Yeah, this is Kicking It Old School. The song is called Christopher Walking on Sunshine.
Today was a good day. I get enough to use my AK because I don't have one. And if I did, I guess my day.
Sounds like a good day song to me.
There you go.
We are here to open up an interesting world for you. The world is a wonderful, fascinating place. So many different things going on, different people to meet and talk to. So stick around, have some fun with us, and maybe, by golly, you'll learn a thing or two. There are, well, we have, I've always been interested in shamanism. Some people call it shamanism. That is, Richie, shame on you for doing the things that you do.
Yeah.
That's a shamanism.
Yeah, it's good stuff, isn't it?
Shamanism takes us down a different street. We'll explore that with Michael McMaster in a few minutes. Also, because there are extenuating circumstances to our existence, some of them are difficult for us to absorb and believe and work around. But there's always a little bit of laughter at the end of the tunnel that makes our day seem a little more palatable, a little more acceptable. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, we have a little laughter at 10 after, right after this.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide. Plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off regular, original sale and clearance prices.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
The power of laughter. I think there has been a response to that discussion I had with a lady from Laughter.
Laughter yoga?
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. Laughter yoga. More than almost anything else that I've done individually, the reaction to that was kind of cool. So it is, but I've been doing this laughter shtick. I like doing laughter at 10 after. Here's the story of a woman, Richie, applying for a job in Florida at a lemon grove. She seemed, according to the owner, far, far too qualified for the job.
Right.
She had
like
a degree. You and neither of you would be probably good for this, working in a lemon grove. She had a liberal arts degree from the University of Michigan. She'd been a social worker, a school teacher, just really well qualified. So the fellow says, looks at her and says, "I have to ask you this, ma'am. Have you had any actual experience in picking lemons?" And her response, "Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. I've been divorced 3 times, I own 2 Hummers, and I voted for Obama." Boom. All right. We meet with Michael McMaster, and we talk about worry in just a moment. If you're worried, we're going to try to allay those fears. What is it? What did the pirates used to say? The pirates,
"Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me." I think that's what they said.
No, they didn't. Well, they probably did say that, but there's something about allaying fears. "Ask me, mateys," or whatever it is. Who knows?
Okay.
But yeah, it is okay. I don't know why I'm thinking I have a big smile on my face now, because I haven't the slightest idea.
What
why
not
jump
about
into your head?
I have no idea what I'm saying.
Of course. All right, but Michael will help me in a moment, and you as well. Michael McMaster here in a moment on Good Day.
You know, for having such a bleak outlook on pirates, you're well on your way to becoming one.
Hey, guys, let's face it.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter, but the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
All right, on Good Day, it's coming up on 13 past the hour. Michael McMaster, no stranger to our audience, talks about sensitive ways to help yourself, things that are practical, simple, helping yourself with money, health, your happiness, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was looking at a website, Michael, that I frequently visit, and it suggests that this is a very unpredictable time for those who are trying to reset themselves, or maybe not even trying, but they are. There are things that are patterns that are showing up that are allowing people to break down resistance or understand how they might break down resistance and fear and judgment, the things that we all do. We're in denial. You know, many people are angry at those who may be financially better off than they are. They're going to say, okay, well, if she or he has it, why can't I have it? And the answer to that question is, you can, right? It's just, how is it that some people, not those who are born into it, like you know, the people in the royal family, but or people who have big businesses, big family businesses, and they sort of inherit what goes on. But there are a lot of people who come by their wealth, their riches, sort of, I was going to say, honestly. That's right. Not to suggest that those who inherit it aren't getting it honestly, but they work for it. How is it that some people can work and work and work and be good seemingly at what they do and yet not have the breakthrough? And maybe a Steve Jobs or a Mark Zuckerberg is an example of that, pretty high on the list of those who have found abundance. But there are many other people who work just as hard as they have and maybe just as smart as they are who haven't found it. How is that?
Well, that's interesting you'd mentioned Steve Jobs. Everybody should go and look online. He has a commencement speech that he gave in 2005. I think it was to Stanford. And he talks about connecting the dots and what he actually did in his life. And he followed his intuition. I mean, he went to college and basically dropped out there the classes that they were giving him, and went and sat in on the classes that he felt would work for him. And he didn't understand why at the time, but because of that, he ended up creating, you know, the Macintosh computer and some other things as well. But you have to follow your intuition. I believe we create our own luck. And as you probably know, I've seen a lot of people over the years, and the people who believe that they're going to make it and believe that they're going to make money do it. There are other people who are comfortable just making a living, and that's what happens.
All right, but let's say that there are people, you say we create our own luck. There are people who work hard at a particular job or a particular, they have a particular strength, and they use that strength, but yet they, for whatever the reason, they seem to, if I follow through on your suggestion, your thought pattern here, it seems there are blockages, and people have them, and they wonder how do they deal with them. How do they make them go, you know, it's the old business about teaching people how to think. Okay, I need to know how to think. How do I learn how to think? Well, in this circumstance, how do we learn how to get rid of the things that are in the way of us getting to that point? Because there's no shortage of abundance. It's not like it isn't there, and it's only with a little bit, and it's going to be divided up among those who get there first. That's not the case at all.
No, but it does come. I've watched people over spans of about 30 years to see what happens to them in their life. Mm-hmm. And there are cycles that happen that clearly, you can look at your own life and you can see that. So we can be working very hard at something and don't see the results straight away, but maybe a year later or 2 years later, the results do come.
Or 10 years or 20 years, maybe.
Or 50 years.
Yeah.
but they do come.
And so how do you keep people from getting discouraged and tell them individually? You've seen thousands, tens of thousands of people over the years. You've created these CDs about wealth and miracles and simple stuff, simple ways for you to alleviate those things. What I find is that, and even in my own case, I need constant reinforcement.
Well, I try to help people have small successes with things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can stay focused on the big picture, but little successes with things, because that builds a confidence and the ability to keep people going forward.
Can you do that on a day-to-day basis even, or week-to-week, or month-to-month basis?
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it every moment. You can do it. You can create small goals for yourself no matter what
they are.
All
right, so what would be an example of that? How would you give us a little teaser from one of the CDs like Simple Wealth as to how you would go about creating that opportunity moment by moment?
A simple way is just to, if you wanted to lose weight, like to do one simple thing each day to help you lose weight. If you wanted to, like, do more exercise, one simple thing that you can do. So I pick some practical kind of things that people can do to give them some sense of, you know, encouragement, and they can succeed at that.
You can break it down even further than that.
How so?
Or learning something new. Or even financially, looking at your financial life and taking more control of it so that you feel that, you know, have somewhat more control over it in the way that I'm spending money. So depending what area of life it is, but you can do that so that you have these small successes which keep you going.
Richie, what did you start to say?
Well, I mean, you can make hourly goals. You know, in the next hour, I'm going to get this done.
Right.
In the next 15 minutes, I'm going to accomplish this. And that way it doesn't seem like this big, overwhelming goal or a goal that gets lost.
Where you just want to throw your hands at.
Right.
Sure.
Or a goal, even a daily goal, that just somehow you don't get to. If you make your goals, and I've done this sometimes, if you make your goals really short term, like 30 minutes, 1 hour, and then go for the next hour, and then go for the next hour. So let's say you're on a diet. Let's say you're trying to exercise. Okay, in the next 30 minutes, I'm going to go out into this building's stairwell, and I'm going to walk up three flights of steps. That's easy to
My
do.
Deal is when I don't want to go to the gym, I say, you know what, just get there and go and sit on a bike for 20 minutes, and then you can leave. And then by the time you get there, then you start to feel good, and then you stay.
Yeah.
There are two kinds of people in the world. There are people that I call visionary conceptual people, and there are people who need to do everything by steps.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you figure out what kind of person you are, if you need to do everything by steps, create the steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a visionary kind of person, it's a little difficult to create steps. So you sort of break your vision down just a little bit.
It's worth
it. But to do that, I mean, Richie's absolutely right. If you can do something hour by hour or day by day. And
but make sure it all leads to the bigger goal, because otherwise you're just taking baby steps going
nowhere. It's worth the effort. These CDs about wealth and miracles and happiness available for you at michael-mcmaster.com. Just find his picture at dougstevin.com. Click on there and you'll find what you need.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to wisefoodstorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. Wisefoodstorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Summer songs. Last weekend of summer, some people think.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze.
I like this as a summer song, Richie.
Showing off their silver leaves as we walk by.
Pretty good summer song, right? How come nobody's responding to me?
I like it. Huh? It's kind of mellowing out. It's a good song.
All right, so Richie has some of his summer songs.
It's like a battle.
I have some of my summer songs. So we'll sort of go back and forth. He'll play his, I'll play mine.
And then I'll tell you who wins each round.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so this is your first contribution.
That's my first song.
All right. Rich.
Okay, Richie.
Round goes to Doug Steffen.
All right. Yeah, better than Ezra, baby.
There you go. All right, here we go.
Doug Steffen wins that one, I think. There you go. Doesn't look good for two in a row.
What? This is a great song. You can't. Come on.
Gonna find my baby, gonna hold her tight, gonna grab some
a great summer song. This is
my motto's always
it
been when
good.
It's right, it's right. Why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night when everything's a little clearer in the light of day?
I play 40, 45 seconds of some of these summer songs, as Labor Day is considered sometimes the last summer or weekend. All right, that's one for me, Richie.
All right, Rich.
All those long and lonely summer nights.
Why are you doing this to me, Rich? Doug wins again. All right, ding. Doug, you're up 2-0.
I'm trying to make him feel good.
I win round three, hands down, no matter what he's playing. Beach Boys on Good Day. What a smile. This will bring everybody's face for a moment.
I wouldn't be so sure. I think I've got the judge.
Yeah. I know what you're coming out with next.
No, you don't.
I think I can.
Richie, your turn.
Stop thinking about you. McFadden wins around.
What is this one? I don't know. This. What's
new
this
kids
one?
On the block. I know. I pulled out some new kids. Some hits.
I thought you were going to go with Summertime by DJ Jazz Jet for Prince. I do like this one.
First class in the record of Beach Boys.
Yeah, man. This is one of my favorite summer songs, actually.
Do you remember back in old memory? Oh, and everybody drove a Chevrolet. Oh, whatever happened to the boy next door? The suntan crew got all American mail. Remember dancing at the high school pop?
Oh, watching this, Jennifer?
I know you will.
I'm going to win again.
Really? It won't take much to beat this.
All right, here we go. Ricky gets the last shot.
I figured out how to buy the judge off.
Here you go. Go ahead.
It's a smile. It's a kiss. It's a smile.
Big Bad wins that one, too. Will Kenny Chesney.
Temperature says nine.
I just pulled him down.
I'm going to have to call that one a tie. I like both of those songs.
All right, since Doug's no longer on the air, it's 51, it's 28 past on Good Day.
Mark Twain once said that the secret of success was making your vocation your vacation. And I can't think of anything I'd rather do than save folks money on their car insurance with GEICO. I'm proud to have helped millions of drivers save and save big. Hundreds of dollars a year. Come to think of it, my bosses say I should take a vacation. I'll probably go to the beach, get a little sun, see if anyone needs to save money on their car insurance. There I go again.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body. And a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
After the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. He's Rich McFadden.
I am.
He's, both of us are videoed, if you will, if you're watching the live video stream at DougSteffen.com.
Camera one.
How do you do? Wait a minute. I'm camera one. You should be camera two.
No, I'm camera one. You're webcam one.
Oh, really? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Jennifer Horn is here.
I'm camera before one.
That's right.
Right. Forewarned is forearmed or whatever it is.
You know, it's really bugs me about this whole camera thing.
What's that, Rich?
Is that you and I try to look our best.
Yes, here we are.
To be on camera every day. And Jennifer, is obviously, it's, you know, it's early in the morning for her, so she doesn't bother.
She doesn't shave.
She's still hotter than we are.
I know. Well, that's
and everybody still likes her more than they like us.
Yeah, that's right.
Because she's the cute girl.
Right.
It's a curse.
She's the cutie pie. We're going to take a trip to China, and then we're going to take a trip to Alaska. There's a problem.
Alaska.
Alaska. Yes. There are people from all religions who have their books, the Old Testament, New Testament, the Bible for Christianity, the Torah for Judaism, the Quran for the Muslims. It appears that some publishers are trying to cut their expenses. So they're going to China to get the Bible printed.
Nice.
To get the Quran printed, to get the, I don't know, there are too many.
There's something God would really appreciate. Slave labor.
Right. Doing that.
Printing his word.
So now comes word that the Iranians are upset.
Uh-oh.
Because one of their publishers, to cut costs, went to China. And they had the Chinese do the Quran. Unfortunately, though, there are some embarrassing results because of all of the typos.
Is this serious? Is this a serious
Actually,
story?
This is, yeah. This is silly, but it's real. The head of the Quran Oversight Office in Iran says some of the Chinese versions of Islam's holy book are littered with spelling errors. Mm. Amid Haji Sharif.
Bless you.
Says in the Mir news agency today, there's a warning actually been posted to consumers that lower-cost Qurans may have mistakes in holy verses. Apparently, earlier in the week, the Iranian produced Qurans that are more expensive. The people that are producing them have been inspecting the Chinese versions for flaws.
Could you imagine learning something as a kid and then realizing it was like a typo the whole time?
Right.
I mean, maybe this whole, you know, jihad was actually just a typo.
Jihad. Right.
Maybe they said hold hands and smell posies, but yes, instead,
right,
you know.
Well, the Qurans, the Chinese apparently had done the translating as well from Farsi and the original Arabic. And this has got to be something. Imagine the headache you get trying to translate this stuff from Farsi or Arabic into Chinese so you understand what they're saying. Can you imagine?
God says eat more spring rolls.
Oh, my God. So there's, and I'm looking at some of the things that are here that are alleged to be part of the problem having to do with some of the commandments from Muhammad.
So what does Muhammad say? Eat more spring rolls.
Yeah, right. Muhammad says, eat more spring rolls and ride your bike.
That's right.
One of the things that he says. So anyway, they're liable to be, Iran is thinking about cutting diplomatic relations with China because of their disrespect of the Quran.
Aww. Wow, what kind of diplomatic relations do you think China and Iran have with each other?
Well, they're selling each other a lot of stuff.
They must be fairly friendly, actually.
Yeah, right. All right, so now comes the question of...
I just hope that Ahmed Ahmadinejad gets a new members-only jacket out of this whole thing.
Hey, they sew them over there. So.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer has been questioned about the lawsuit or the suit against that Florida pastor, who planned to burn the Quran. Apparently, he's decided he's going to try it again next week.
Didn't they pay him off with a new Buick or something?
Yeah,
like
right,
that?
But that was for the last one. Now he says they're going to burn a bunch of them on September 11th.
He's looking for a motorhome.
Right.
Summer vacation deal.
All right. So anyway, Justice Stephen Breyer isn't sure that the Constitution allows, via freedom of speech, somebody like Mr. What was the guy's name? I don't remember what his name
is. Pastor Dumb.
Dummy. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Dumb blank.
Right.
Anyway, to burn the Quran. He was interviewed on General Motors. Good, Doug. It says GMA. Good Morning America.
Just anyway, when he bid for his next car.
That's it. George Stephanopoulos asked the Supreme Court Justice, who had an opinion, by the way, in
Terry Jones was his name.
Terry Jones.
That's
thank you,
right.
Right. The decision addressed the freedom of speech in terms of burning books, period. And Breyer, who's promoting a new book called Making Our Democracy Work, A Judge's View, said the questions about the changing definition of free speech will be answered over time in a series of cases, but I'm not sure about this one. Cases produce briefs produce thought, arguments are made, the judges sit back and think, and then they decide. And their opinions may be based on what's going on now. And there is social pressure. Isn't that interesting how he admits, anyway, to social pressure somehow being involved in the decisions that are supposed to be made by the interpretation of the law? I find that fascinating, actually. Fascinating. So, all right. Oh, by the way, before we leave China, what?
CNN actually spent the time to put together a timeline of Florida's Quran-burning pastor.
Ah.
Page right. One.
Yeah. Perfect.
Page two.
Don't pandas come from China?
Yes.
Yes.
Right, we actually, this whole business of pandas is an amazing thing. All of the pandas in the United States are actually on loan
from China. Right.
And we only have them for so many years. As a matter of fact, at the National Zoo here in Washington, just last year, I think it was, we had to send one back. And even if we are able to breed them and make little baby pandas, they belong to China, and we only had them for so many years.
Wow. That's kind of bad.
What a baby panda.
Well, you'll be happy to know that these Chinese pandas that have been given to us on loan may save the world.
No.
Alternative energy sources are saying this week, as a look to the future, with the price of gasoline, you'll be happy to know that a group of researchers believes they have found a fuel source, and the fuel source is panda poop.
Oh, yeah. I heard
panda
about this.
Panda poop.
Yeah. It breaks down it breaks down biological
right.
junk faster than any yep. other kind
really.
Of poop.
It's kind of like those coffee beans that they put through
yeah.
whatever kind of monkey they do, and
yeah.
it's supposed to be worth more.
What?
So you haven't heard that story?
No.
No, come on. Seriously?
Seriously? What
There's
happened?
A kind of coffee you can buy.
It's very expensive.
It's coffee
and
they
mix it with monkey poop.
No, they don't mix it with it. They give, they feed the,
That's what
the,
it is.
They feed the coffee beans to
That's
the
what it is.
Monkeys. The monkeys don't digest it. They just pass the poop with their poop. They pass the coffee bean out. The coffee bean is whole, and it's been
come on,
flavored
we've
somewhat
about this before.
By the poop, and now they
I
sell
like
it
I've
as a delicacy.
Monkey poop coffee at some gas station late at night.
Hold on, let me look it up. Monkey poop. Yeah, look.
Right.
When you put
Panda
monkey poop in Google, monkey yeah. poop coffee is the first thing to come up.
There you go. All
right. Look it up.
Part of going to the zoo and seeing monkey poop.
Part of the important stuff that you can read about, learn about at DougStephan.com. It is very expensive. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, in a minute. Those of you who are listening in Alaska have stories to tell us about what's happened in the past hour or so. There was a 7.1 magnitude earthquake an hour or two ago off the coast of Alaska. There's now a tsunami warning for the southern, what amounts to the southern coast of the Aleutian Islands and Alaska. U.S. Geological Survey reports that the, let's see here, this is 80 miles north of Dutch Harbor. Those of you listening in Alaska, somebody give us a call, will you? 800-510-8255. This is from Dutch Harbor to Amchitka Pass. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says it doesn't see a threat of widespread destructive tsunamis from the quake, which is centered in the Pacific Ocean about 107 miles southeast of Atka, Alaska. The quake struck 1 hour and 47 minutes ago. It was 22 miles deep in the ocean. Now there's another one being reported in a Pacific island, a 7.5 quake.
Hmm.
So two powerful earthquakes.
Hmm.
In the last 4 hours, 7.5 I don't know where Vanuatu is, frankly, in the Pacific someplace. And now this one off the coast of Alaska, 7.1 up there, which beats, what do we have on the East Coast, 5.8? Wasn't that the
Just
one that
five,
went through Washington
it?
And New York? 5.8,
right? 5.9, yeah.
9?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was enough to shake things up a little bit.
Oh, it had sure. It had the buildings rolling.
Yeah. But a 7.1 or a 7.5.
We still have schools closed from damage from the earthquake here. And
really?
One of the more amusing ones is there is a school in Washington that is still closed, and the school is called the School Without Walls.
Hmm.
They have no idea when they're going to open up again.
Yeah,
all
one
right.
hour ago, Fox. Yeah, 6.8 magnitude. There it is.
Hmm.
Aleutian right. Islands, Alaska.
So, for those who are looking for good news and worried about this next storm, the tropical storm Katia, that was supposedly going to become a hurricane, got up to 75 mile an hour winds. Now it's not strengthening, apparently. I guess that's good news, right? And the fact that this is a quake. It just what it does is raise your awareness of the possibility now. These are areas that in my lifetime, I don't remember hearing about earthquakes off the Aleutian Islands, even though that's part of the Pacific Plate. You hear California, fine, up the West Coast, yep. But in the middle of the Pacific Island, middle of the Pacific Ocean, the one that affected Hawaii, it was more the Japanese earthquake, and then that roll
mm-hmm.
across the Pacific. It, what, took 7, 8, 9 hours? 10 hours? It seems to me we watched it for 10 or 11 hours, maybe. It took, these things move very, very fast, very quickly. But there's a lot of stuff, there's a whole lot of shaking going on, apparently, and that's not supposed to be a pun, it's just, we got that to deal with. And the thing about hurricanes, you can watch them and predict them. Tornadoes, to a lesser extent. Earthquakes, hey, you don't really know from 1 minute to the next.
Nope.
Whether there's going to be one or not.
Nope.
Yep. All right, well, I can predict one thing. We'll have a visit from Dr. Ken in about a minute here on Good Day.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
Want fast fall beauty tips? Editor-in-chief of BeautyBlitz.com, Polly Blitzer, has the scoop for putting your best fall face forward without spending a fortune.
Nothing makes you look more beautiful or feel more confident than a bright white smile.
How to get it? Blitzer recommends Crest's 3D White Vivid Toothpaste, the award-winning brand.
It features a patented dual-action silicone system that helps to gently polish away surface stains and provides up to 80% of surface stain removal in just 14 days. For professional-level whitening at home, I always say try Crest 3D White Professional Sex White Strip.
Other quick tips?
Grab a good red lipstick with a blue undertone, which will help to make your skin tone look great and it'll make your smile really pop. And then also bold eyeliners and even metallic eyeshadows are really hot for fall. But don't do it all at once. Pick which feature you want to highlight and then just run with it and have a great, gorgeous look.
In New York, I'm Lynn Thompson.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with the medical information that's important for today's stories about people and events, brought to you by the folks who make Tautinol. Tautinol reduces the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles, keeps your skin moisturized, helps support collagen production. Your face will be perfect. This is the perfect cream for you. That's because it has three different ingredients that Dr. Ken says have been tested and approved in laboratories, correct?
Absolutely. They must memorize them by now. Matrixyl 3000, hyaluronic acid, and vitamin C. These are products our body has to help with skin repair. They're just not in high enough concentration. Plastic surgeon put these in a container, did some studies, showed that they're proven safe and effective. They work. You get your money back if it doesn't work for you.
All right. This tightens up your skin. There are plenty of benefits of this cream. Why don't you try it out? Dr. Ken says that over the years, a lot of listeners have tried this. They've sent him information about their experience. You'll have a good experience. We're sure about that. You can buy two and get one free. They have a special free gift. Try it now by dialing 800-291-2584. That's 800-291, or as Gordon Liddy would say, 291-2584. Buy two, get one free. A free gift, anti-aging cream that works, Tautinol. 800-291-2584. So, bad news about Venus Williams, it would appear.
Well, as Venus Williams bows out of the U.S. Open, Doug, a little-known disease has taken center court. More than 4 million Americans have this chronic autoimmune disease, which also causes dry mouth and dry eyes. It's called Sjogren's syndrome. Unfortunately, 90% of those with this disease are women. It targets and destroys over time the exocrine glands. These are responsible for tear production and saliva, and it's characterized by dryness of the mouth and eyes, and there are treatments for it, but they're not real great, and we need more research in this area.
News on vitamin D.
Vitamin D, yes. Another reason to know your vitamin D level. It's tied to colon cancer risk. Make sure it's above 30, ideally above 40. This is out of the Journal of Clinical Oncology.
And there's a cancer-fighting virus?
Yes. Researchers have shown for the first time in Nature, published today in the journal, that a single intravenous infusion of a genetically engineered virus, Doug, can hone in on cancer, killing the tumor cell in a patient without harming healthy tissue. This was done in a patient with mid-stage liver cancer. This is great hope for some specific treatment for cancer. You've been telling me that we've been holding back. This is where it's going.
So is this available now?
It's not available yet. It's still in research, but this is coming in the next few years. This is going to be a real cure for cancer.
Everybody, hold on. 51 after on Good Day.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
sign here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is not a strange sound.
No.
Frankie Valli from the movie Grease, the song and the movie number one during this week in 1978. Oh, how about that for a memory? Chuck, the movie guy, Chuck Curry, is here at 54 past the hour as we celebrate movies. Chuck is going to give us a list of the movies that are coming out this week, plus some of the feelings he has about their chances. He has this blog, Entertainment Today and Beyond, which you can find by going to either his website or you just go to DougStephan.com. Chuck's picture is there. Click on that, and it'll bring you around to his world so you can see what he's thinking and writing about. He's really well acquainted with all the things in the world of video, DVD, things that you can watch in the big picture machines. So we'll take our leave of you, Chuck, in just a moment so you can tell us what's going on. First, though, our contest today. This marks the birthday of the star of this movie, which is something that, you listen to the movie, most people will get this. Even though I've never seen it, I could get it, even if I didn't know what it was.
Hmm.
All right, here's the first clue.
There is no spoon.
Got it.
That was fast.
Got it.
I'll give you that much.
All right. Chuck, you got it?
I think I do. Another clue.
Next clue.
What are you trying to tell me? That I can dodge bullets?
Got it.
Dude.
Got it? Chuck, you got it now, right?
I got it. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
800-510-8. Let's see what I have to put up with every day, folks. 800-510-8255. You got the answer. That is, what is the name of this movie? And the star's name will give you extra credit. Nice, swell prize. If you've never won before in Movie Moments, here's the last clue.
I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible.
Take the blue pill.
There it is.
Take the blue pill.
That's what I always say.
Yeah.
To our boyfriends. 800-510-825. The other ones are white, by the way. All right, let's, what do we have? Oh, we got to do a little quick business, right? And then we're going to get to the movies this weekend.
Chucker's coming up.
Stand by.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday.
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Hmm.
half a mint, and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is rad!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, here we go with predictions of what will be successful. What's coming out this weekend? Seems to me there are a couple of movies.
Yeah, actually, you got two films right up your alley, two horror films. First is Apollo 18, about a failed moon landing and something very dangerous on the moon. Right. And Shark Night 3D, which has teenagers getting eaten by sharks and glorious.
Perfect, yeah. I love
cool
movies to see that.
I think I'm going to go see that one.
Yeah. With your daughter.
That's a good idea. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Some movie news of interest. John Moore, who helmed the remakes of Flight of the Phoenix and The Omen, officially announced as director of the fifth Die Hard film. Now, Bruce Willis will be back as John McClane. The storyline will have him and his son, an older guy there needs a sidekick, taking the action will take place in Russia, and the movie will be filmed in the Soviet Union, which is pretty interesting. Willis continues to make big money. He's currently filming G.I. Joe 2, and will then do the sequel to the hit movie Reds right after that. One bit of TV news of interest, NBC developing a TV show based on the Michael Douglas movie Romancing the Stone. Do I think that's a good idea? No, I don't. I don't think that will be well at all. Just giving you my opinion.
That's fine. That's what we like. And you can check it out at Entertainment Today and beyond. All right, let's see here. This is just a choose and choose and choose. Move my magic twanger over to, let's see, is it Robert? No, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I want the other Robert. Sorry, Robert 1. Robert number 2 in Kingman, Arizona. Hi, Robert.
Hi.
So the movie that we played those quick snippets from is...
The Matrix.
And the star was?
Keanu Reeves.
Who is 47 today.
Dude, I'm so old.
Yes, he is getting old. All right, Robert, we're going to send you some of our free e-food. You can check it out online.
Dude, it's packaged food, man.
Yeah, dude. All right, Chuck the Movie Guy, thank you.
Before you